Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
In our study of Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, we've started to study Genesis chapter 1, the account of the six 24-hour days of creation. Remember, I said, if I take John 3:16 literally, and I study and teach Bible prophecy literally, I need to take that same approach in the study of creation, Genesis chapter 1. Thus far, we have studied the first 2 days of creation in Genesis 1, verses 1 to 8. Today, I want to finish our study of the 6 days of creation and rejoice with you as we better understand how the Lord Jesus Christ brought everything into existence some 6,000 years ago. You'll see how on the 6th day of creation, the Lord gave Adam and Eve dominion over all of creation. God actually set up His kingdom right here on the earth in the beginning. We'll look at the pattern and the place for the eternal kingdom on this earth in our study as well.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Then the third day of creation, look at verse 9. And the Lord God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so, and God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called He seas, and God saw that it was good. Verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Did you see that? He gave age to what He created. He didn't take an orange seed, push it in the soil, put it around some moss over it, put water on it, put fertilizer, and hope that it would grow up to be an orange tree. And then after it matured, it would put some oranges on it that you could pluck off and eat. He created a tree bearing fruit. You got to take it literally or forget studying prophecy with me and forget the redemption story as a literal truth for you to appropriate for eternal life. He created it with age. The trees had fruit already on them. You don't think He created Adam as a little baby, do you? And said, oh, Adam, hello, little baby. He didn't do that. He brought Adam as a man into existence. Somebody the other day called me on my radio broadcast, and they said, Brother Jimmy, I believe in the 6 days of creation, 24-hour days, but I have a problem. What about those stars out there that have been sending light for hundreds and thousands of years? Same principle. He created a star out there with age and had light on the way to earth. You know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to understand. Just literally take what the Word of God says. Look at, I love this fourth day too. Look here in verse 14. And God said, let the lights and the firmament of the heaven be divided the day from the night. By the way, how do you think we have day and night based upon this creation? Do you think that took eons of time? And so He put them in the signs for the seasons and for the days and for the years, verse 15. And let them be for the lights in the firmament, and the heaven given unto them light unto the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. Of course, that's the sun. I just love it. Here's God. All right, I'm going to put the greater light up. There's the sun. And I'm going to put the lesser light. There's the moon. And it's like on this fourth day of creation, He's done the sun and the moon. And He's walking away and He's, oh yeah, and the stars also. Four words, and the stars also. Isn't that fantastic? My little brother, sent me some pictures from the Hubble telescope, most powerful telescope. Had a picture there. The very first picture I saw was from the galaxy Sombrero. You know how far away it is? 28 million light years. You know what that is? That's traveling at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. You know how fast that is? 7 times around the Earth in 1 second. Traveling at that speed, that galaxy out there that the Hubble telescope picked up is 28 million light years away from us. And Jesus said, and the stars also. Isn't that fantastic? It's unbelievable. It's what he did it on the fourth day of creation. How many of you like to fish? You'll like the fifth day of creation. There was the water out there, and he goes, look at all those fish all over the place, man. Little minnows, big old catfish, ugly things with beards, you know. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he says, phew, and he throws the birds up in the heavenlies. That's what he did on the fifth day of creation. Then he comes to the sixth day of creation, has to spend a little time on the sixth day of creation. Has a morning activity and an afternoon activity. Divides the afternoon up a little bit too. You know what he did in the morning? First thing he did was create dinosaurs. They weren't prehistoric creatures. They were created on the sixth day of creation. They're majestic. Chapter 40, book of Job. Look it up and read it sometimes. He describes a dinosaur. A dinosaur like has a tail like a cedar trunk of a tree laying in the Jericho River at Jericho and the Jordan River and sucking it all up. It's the greatest of all the creation in animal life. And he created dinosaurs. Then he created insects. Now, when I get to heaven, I might have to talk to him about that. I'm not sure that was a good idea. But I just must remember, this is the sixth day of creation. Sin wasn't in yet. So mosquitoes weren't biting you all the time, man. All those other bugs weren't bugging you. You know, he created them all. He did that in the morning. It's about noontime. Has lunch. And then he says, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to create me a man. All right? Go to chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image after the likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. So God created he man in his own image. God created man. Now, it says, and also created woman, but let me tell you, there was some space between there. You know what he did? He created man, and then he wanted to show man that he really didn't have any helpmate out there, so he needed to be doing some other things. And he has him name the animals. I love this. Go to chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, and I will make him a helpmate for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them into Adam. He brought them into the Garden of Eden there to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, that's what they were called. But you notice what the word said? Go back with me just a moment. Verse 26. Chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and like our likeness, and let them, T-H-E-M, have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God, verse 27, created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over it. You see what is happening there? Creation is absolute, but the kingdom is absolute as well. In the beginning, God created. At the end, he's going to set up a kingdom that will last forever and ever and ever. The next event in God's calendar of activities. It's the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet of God sounds, and we're out of here to be with him. The rapture, it has not happened yet. I am still here. And then there's going to be a seven-year period of time. This is the time of terrible judgment to bring the earth under subjection, earth dwellers under subjection. Let's let this pulpit represent Jesus on a white horse, us on white horses coming back. This is the second coming. That's the rapture. This is a seven-year period of tribulation. 16 chapters, detailed information in the book of Revelation about that. This is the return of Christ. Here is the kingdom. A thousand-year period of time. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 6. Satan is bound for the thousand years. We rule and reign with Jesus Christ a thousand years. This is the kingdom. The kingdom is now not in operation. Jesus Christ is not on his throne. He is not King of kings and Lord of lords right now. That's yet to take place. The kingdom is over here after the rapture, after the tribulation, after the second coming. Here's when the kingdom is in operation. Why am I getting so emphatic about it? Because 65 years ago, a man tried to establish a kingdom on this earth. He didn't call it a kingdom. He called it a Reich. It was the Third Reich. His name was Adolf Hitler. And because the kingdom is promised to the Jews, the kingdom is not promised to us, dear friends. It's not promised to Christians. It's promised to the Jews. And because it was promised to the Jews, Adolf Hitler had to kill 6 million people who were guilty of one thing. They were Jewish. Because he wanted to set up a kingdom contradictory to God's word. You see, creation is absolute. And the pattern for the kingdom is Adam and Eve. They were the rulers. That means when this kingdom is set up, the pattern will be a husband and wife. Jesus and his bride. We're married to Jesus Christ. After the rapture of the church, we're married. And so the pattern established in Genesis 1 comes into effect in Revelation 20. You and I rule and reign. We don't have that hands-on responsibility. That's for the Jews and the Gentiles that are believers. Christians, we live at the throne house with Jesus. Oh, by the way, you know the place of the kingdom? You know where it was? Chapter 2 says Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. That's where they established their dominion, their kingdom, over all the animals that Adam had just named. They had dominion over everything on the earth. That's their kingdom. Garden of Eden. That's where Jesus Christ will rule and reign from. In this 1,000-year period of time, he rules and reigns from the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden, who's the center of Jerusalem. The Temple Mount in Jerusalem is the Garden of Eden. It's always been, always will be, and is today. The Jews have believed that for 5,769 years. Every day that they celebrate as Rosh Hashanah, the new year, they focus on the Temple Mount. Underneath that gold dome building, what is it called? The Dome of the Rock? That rock is the foundation stone where every Jewish scholar believes Adam and Eve were created. I spoke with the Mufti of Jerusalem, highest ranking Muslim cleric, Sheikh Sabri. He told me it was the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. That's where it'll be headquartered. Pattern. The place. The promise is the Davidic covenant. Have you ever read the Davidic covenant? 2 Samuel chapter 7. David, you cannot build the temple. Your son will build it, and one of your sons will rule and reign from that throne room in the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem forever. That's the Davidic covenant. That's the promise of the kingdom to come. That's fulfilled in that 1,000-year millennial reign.
The kingdom is not now in operation. Jesus is yet to be called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That actually happens in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, when that title will be written on his vesture and on his thigh. Remember, Revelation 19 is after the 7-year tribulation period that is described in Revelation chapters 4 through 19. 16 chapters of detailed information on the 7 years of judgment. And this all happens before Jesus returns to the earth and sets up his kingdom. In our study today, we saw the pattern for that kingdom. The place for the kingdom is the Garden of Eden, which is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Next week on the broadcast, we'll continue our study of the relationship with the 6 days of creation, the Alpha, the beginning, and the millennial kingdom, the Omega, the end of history here on earth. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of our study today.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...